Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay. Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna. God, I love that banana Anderson.
Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Heather Parker. The Parkersaurus.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fun motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Is what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me on this festive election day in America is the one and only man who encompasses the red, the blue, the white, all the colors of the flag, both American, Dutch, and French. It's Ronnie Karam from Rose Prick's Bachelor Roast Podcast. What's going on?
Oh, I'm just a patriot, man.
You're just a patriot who can't say no. How's it going? How are you doing? Did you vote today, Ronnie?
I vote early, Ben. Wow. So I've already voted. So everybody who's texting me and tweeting me and on my Facebook, all my bullshit, off my ass. How about that? Okay? I voted. Okay? I'm going to make little voting stickers for the next election that have Ramona's face that just say, I voted. Okay? Get off my ass. You don't support other voters.
That's a good idea. You know, today... I'm actually randomly wearing the Lily Tomlin shirt that I made as part of our Big Business t-shirts, and I wore it to the polls. I wasn't trying to make a statement, but I realized it was like a really good election day t-shirt statement, because it's her being like, save Jupiter Hollow, which was like my own little political message today. Everyone, save Jupiter Hollow. So,
yeah, there's a vote we can all get behind.
Yeah, I think that's a movement that all of America can unite behind. So guess what? More importantly than all this election, of course, is the fact that we have a live show this Friday, just 4 days away. Tickets are still available. You got to come, because we're going to talk about Real Housewives of Dallas. If you're worried about going solo, don't worry. You'll make friends. This happens at every show. I want to go, but I don't want to go alone. Don't worry. These are your people. There's already like over 400 tickets sold. So this is going to be a big ass show. You're going to want to see it. We don't know when we're going back to the Pacific Northwest, but I mean, we'll go back at some point. But come to the show. WatchWhatCrappens.com for tickets. And our Nashville show, we are very proud to announce, has sold out. So if you didn't get your tickets for that, so sorry. That has sold out. So thank you everyone who bought tickets for that. That really, really makes us so excited. It's so awesome to go look at our website and see like sold out, sold out, sold out, sold out. It makes us feel very excited that we're growing as podcasters. Yeah. So, thanks all. And of course, of course it is the holidays, officially. And we have holiday swag for you guys. Ronnie has made some delightful things in our little Crappens merch store. There is a ho, okay, shirt with Ramona's faces on it. There is a Happy Ramonica, which has a menorah with Ramona's face on it. Menorah sounds like it's almost Ramona backwards, but it's not. And then there's some holiday leggings that Ronnie also made. It's just great, great stuff.
It's amazing stuff, guys. Go over and get it. You can get links for that and links to our live shows over at WatchWhatCrappens.com.
Oh my god. So go do that. And while you are doing that, let's move on to talk about Real Housewives of Orange County.
Yeah, baby. Okay, so Real Housewives of Orange County. I love, you know, as the season progresses, starting to understand the openings a little bit more. You know, it's like, oh, things make sense. Like shots from scenes that we have yet to see, but then we see them, it makes sense. This week, what I noticed was Tamra is like, I'm the toughest too, bitch. And I'm like, you're saying that in your opening while you're standing in the waterfall you couldn't climb because your ankle hurt. Okay, you wuss.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not tough. You sit in the waiting pool.
Yeah, batch.
I loved that this episode was called Twin Tweaks. That is like one of the funniest names ever for a Bravo episode. So a little golf clap for the producers. Rebounding. Creative rebound from last season and from that strange but transition wipe that we saw a few weeks ago. Twin Tweaks makes up for all of it.
It sure does. And just to give you a little teaser of what's coming, the episode begins with the kid wiping out on a surfboard.
Yeah, exactly. We are back in Orange County. Jamaica Mon is in the past. And we start off with something super exciting. Really changes my opinion about Steve. He's vacuuming pool chairs. And he's concerned about gnats.
You know what'll give anybody a boner? A guy with a dustbuster.
Yeah, and he has one of those like anteater dustbusters, one of the ones that has like a big long tube where he's like, he gets like really up and in there, and you're like, Steve, stop that.
Yeah, he's got a pop-off special out there. It's like the strongest sucker you can get. Speaking of, Vicky comes out, and she's like, hey, I bring you your favorite creep soda, Papa. Got some chicken and dumplings on the stove there, but you know, for now, here's some barges.
Okay. I'm surprised that Vicky even knows what a cream soda is. Like, that sort of shocks me.
Dating an old dude in Papa, you know, Kirkland khakis and a Papa dustbuster, you learn things like that.
Yeah.
You know? You learn what stuff like that is. And Steve's like, oh, hey, Vic, there's gnats around here. She's like, I know. This one's bringing you a creep soda, okay?
Hey, Vic, whatever happened to those Kirkland sunglasses I got ya? Oh, yeah, those, They went flying off on the Jamaican bobsled I went on. I knew it'd be dangerous, and the last thing I wanted was for those really cheap sunglasses to go flying off my head, but I guess they did. Oh, well, I guess you'll have to get me some new ones. Maybe something more expensive? I don't know.
It had nothing to do with drinking too much, because I totally didn't overserve myself, Steve. I totally didn't. I didn't do it, Steve. I did drink too much, but Tabra said I had to have a little bit. And then we see a clip of Vicky just getting crazy in her, you know, Phaedra macrame and her red stripe beers, which is like her, you know, Vicky's version of meth.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, I want to drink. So now that she's back from vacation, we learn that Vicky is getting a little tweak, a little nip and tuck in the jaw area, which is funny because Shannon's also getting her eyes done. And Steve is like, yeah, Vic, you know, this is nice, but after this, you got to promise to stop. Like, this is it. I'm like, Steve, you poor thing. In like 3 years' time, her face is just going to look like a tire, okay? Like, it's just, it's never going to stop.
A tire swing. It'll just coming back and forth, being like, I hope I'm pretty enough for you, Steve.
It'll be one of those tires. One of those tire swings that you were about to get into, and then you look, you see there's like all this like rainwater that's accumulated in it, and you're like, not today.
You sit on it, you get marks all over you. Like, wait a minute.
There's like little like dead leaves in the water too. So you have to like lift up the tire so the water falls out and it kind of like splashes on you. But some of the water goes into the other side of the tire. So then when you put it back down, the water sloshes out again and then on you again. And you're like, why am I still with this stupid tire swing? Why don't I just have Vicky's a regular swing?
Vicky's that tire swing that lamb ran through on that Facebook viral video. Like, this lamb tried to run through one of the tire swings, that's and Steve. Then it gets stuck. And then all the other lambs are around it watching it just go back and forth trying to get out. That's a Vicky tire swing.
That is Vicky. And all the other lambs are Tamara and Shannon. Like, well, Shannon is the lamb that's going like this, like, whoo. Like, you know, she's got her, like, I'm about to blow a flute face. And then Tamara is the, like, and then Gina is the lamb that wants to go save her. And then Tamara's like, no, let's just watch.
Yeah, then Tamara just slits all their throats and drinks their blood on national TV. Yeah. She's satanic.
Yeah. So that's Vicky's face.
Yeah, so then we get a montage of Vicky's faces. And she's like, I just want to be pretty. I just want to be pretty for a man. That's all I really care about. You know, woohoo, business, get a job. I wish I was thinner. I wish I was prettier. And then we see Vicky's face morph from like, I don't know. It's like when you're getting a car, but you know, you're like in our price range. And so you're at the Toyota place and you're like, should I get a Toyota Corolla, a Toyota wait, it's Toyota Corolla? Yeah.
Toyota Camry.
A Camry, or should I just save $20 and get one of those Scion cars?
You right. know?
And it's like, am I really, like, should I just save up until I can get a Porsche? You know, yeah. that's the real question. And that's kind of what this face morph was.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe just save up.
Yeah, exactly. Rather than do like a, rather than go from like Corolla to Camry, a used Avalon, back to a Camry, another Camry, just save up for the Lexus. It's the same company, but it's just nicer.
Yeah. How about instead of being a tire swing, you save up to be a porch swing? But then part of me is thinking maybe she's just trying to get Steve excited for surgery so he'll get a boob job, which I think is a good plan.
It is. It is.
So then we find out that Brent and Vicky has a brain thing I didn't tell you about. I have colostoma tuba tuba. It's a tumor thing. It's in my head. I've had 10 surgeries since I was a kid. We know. Are you blaming all your surgeries on this tumor?
And she has, after all this time, she still hasn't told the doctor that she's had this crazy condition in her head where he is basically going to be, like, he's going to be, like, tying her loose skin around this tumor, you know? So, like, what? How do you not tell him?
Yeah. She's, like, afraid he won't redo her face again or whatever. But, you know, I say a tumor that's always going to be there can be a good starting point.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a good anchor. Where to put the nail anchor. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, she's like, I got a half a Frankenstein tumor over there. So,
like when you're using a stud finder to figure out where to put the nail, you know, just like, boom.
Are we really making fun of Vicky's innate tumor? This is terrible. I think we're just okay, talking about the practicality of it.
Let's
go back to the tire swing. I really want to be a rib swing, though. So now, speaking of crumbling backyard playground things, Eddie and Tamara are in the backyard. And guess what? Eddie's wearing a hoodie, which guess I know that's else? Like never been a thing that we've talked about. But I just realized, like, he spent this entire season in a hoodie. And on the one hand, I get it because hoodies are kind of the best thing you could ever wear at any given time. But you're also on TV, sir, and you're also the face of a fitness brand, so you should maybe show off the guns a little bit.
Well, I think it's like Ugly Betty, where she wears glasses and she's ugly, but then she takes off glasses and she's pretty. I think that's like Eddie. He's like, I'm sick, I'm wearing a hoodie. And then when he takes off his hoodie, we'll be like, oh my god, he's healed!
Yeah, I think so.
Costume prompts, that's how we know what's going on. So he's like, Lucy, I'm home! Which is, you know, problematic. And then, guess what else is happening in this scene? Tamara is dustbustering some furniture as well.
It's like a... Well, dustbusting furniture is the hot trend in Orange County these days.
God, no kidding. Welcome to the most exciting housewives show on Bravo. Two scenes in a row of dustbustering and boring husbands.
Yeah, exactly. So so Tamara is telling Eddie about, like, the trip and everything, and she's like, yeah, Jana, I'm like, have these... It's just... It's a crazy time, And of course, Eddie's like, Shannon, she just sucks you dry. Which is, I'm surprised that Tamara did not say, you know what else sucks me dry? You, when you give me cunnilingus on my vagina, because we do that all the times.
My vagina still works, bitch!
Bitch.
But yeah, she's like, the girl still snubbed. And he's like, yeah, because you think her shit don't stink. Ugh. Like, yeah, there's nothing grosser than a guy talking shit about one of the other housewives. He's gross. You know, especially knowing he's still hanging out with David. And all, well, he was at this time. I don't think they are anymore in real life. But
I don't know. But yeah,
at this time he was. It's like, gross, Eddie. Don't you have enough to do? Don't you have enough to mumble about in the guest room?
Don't you have enough Greek salads to order? So she's like, I just feel bad because, you know, Shannon requires so much batch, and it, like, just stresses me out, and I just get aggravated, and I just unload my feelings on other people, and I should learn to keep my mouth shut, but I just can't do it because I'm the victim here. It's like, okay, Shannon.
I just wonder, when I talk about Shannon, does that make me a bad friend? I'm like, yeah, it does. It does make you a bad friend. And now you're just wondering. So now she's doing this, her typical Tamara backpedal through the baptism, you know, fountain or whatever.
the baptism by tire swing.
Swing me back the other way to the baptism fountain. Because I'm a good person. I am the victim here. I am just a good friend talking about Shannon only because I care. Yeah. And he's like, Shannon is the reason I can't get a boner. And she's like, let's fix that. Actually, it's his heart medication, but, you know.
Yeah, but Tamara's like, she's like, I feel like a drug addict because she calls. I see she calls and I sneak downstairs and I'm like, hi, it's Tamara, your hot friend. I'm calling you in secret right now to answer your questions. And Eddie can't know. So it's like I have a drug problem. It's like meth, except instead of meth, it's me being hot on the phone to Shannon.
Yeah, so you're such a good person. Going to hide because your husband hates your friend so much.
Yeah, and we're going to circle back onto this, obviously, because it's the big fight at the end of the episode, but we're going to circle back onto Tamara and the way she talks about her friends and then acts like a victim. So, instead, why don't we go with Emily and Shane to therapy?
God, this is going to go well.
Yeah. So, the two of them go to therapy in, like, the basement of a house where they meet with Corrine Chow. And basically, Emily is there, like, bursting with emotion, and Shane's just sitting there like, I wonder if I should get some lean cuisine tonight.
Is it therapy or Borathy?
King of Snarkasm!
But he's sitting there like an angry, bald little child. He's like, meh! His arms are crossed, and he's all mad. He's like wearing like white pull-up socks with his shorts. Like, everything about Shane is just wrong today. Nothing's happy. Yeah. You know, it's just misery.
This is not the face or the body language of someone who wants to be in therapy, who wants to work through issues, who wants to discuss his emotions, at least not on TV.
Yeah, he's like, meh! So Emily's like, doctor, I don't know if I told you, but Dr. Shinanabon said we should go to therapy. I'm like, you're in therapy. Yeah. Like, she knows.
She figured it out. So basically,
and you know she's serious because she's got a sign behind her, like a Gina-style sign behind her that says, family. In case anybody was wondering what this therapist is saying.
Yeah, I liked that. I was very on the nose. It was like, okay. This is what she's going to deal with. So Emily, talked about how she wants to have more kids, but Shane is not interested in having more children. And he's getting annoyed. He's like, now I'm the one who looks heartless because I don't want to have another kid. I'm like, you look heartless because you don't seem emotionally invested in your wife right now.
Yeah, you look heartless because you act like a heartless prick. Like, what do you want? Okay.
Yeah. You look heartless because you actively look like the Grinch, which continues to pop up at inopportune times.
Yeah, she's like, when we lost our twins, you know, I know it was emotional for him because he's worn nothing but white pull-up socks ever since. And, you know, that's how he shows his emotion. This is actually a super, super sad scene. And I really don't want to talk about Emily losing, like, multiple children because, like, that's sad.
Oh, of course it is. It's very traumatic. And as much as we make fun of Shane for being cold or whatever, I mean, I think it's just clear he does not want to do this on TV. And on top of that, you know, clearly this is the way the grief and the agony of that has now shaped him, which is sad in its own way. But basically, the long and the short of it is that when she lost her twins because she had that premature labor, the hospital made her like a little box that has some stuff in it, like birth certificates and death certificates and other things. And Emily has not had the fortitude to go look in that box. It's been too hard. And but Shane has. Shane's like, oh yeah, I've seen his stuff in there. I'm like, that. Thanks for like, could you just like try to like comfort your wife right now? Can you just like try to be there for your wife at this moment?
No, he's just like, mad because he has to do this on TV and he's pissed. It's like every time he's on TV, it's either being yelled at by Kelly or talking about how he doesn't want kids and looking like a total jerk. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So then we go commercial break. We come back. It's like little shots of what the women are doing around town. I was very excited because we start with Kelly at that musical theater school trying to show the girls how to dance. She's like, this is what you do. Just do this. Just put your shoulders back. Dude.
Let me show you how to work it. It's like, it's Oklahoma, mother Jesus.
Yeah, I know. Mom, we're singing Miss Saigon right now.
Yeah, it's like Oliver Twist. She's like, Hop-a-pola!
I was really sad to not get more of that.
Look, there's a lot of sad stuff that happens in this episode. You know, there's like baby birth certificates in a box. There's like so much sadness. Tamara with the Dustbuster. Like, there's a lot of sad things. But this Gina and her casita has to be the saddest part. It's like, oh no.
Yeah.
Bless her heart.
Yeah, devastating. Devastating. It's just
bless
it's,
her heart, Sita.
Yeah, hard to watch.
She's like, Mom, you wanted two of my living room? Look. Here's the living room. Here's the bedroom, which is in the living room. Here's the makeup room, which is in the bedroom, which is in the living room.
And her mom's like, oh, that's cool, the studio, honey.
Yeah. Oh, God. She's like, and this wall right here, I'm gonna get one of those clocks, you know, from Marshall's that looks like it's from like Big Ben, but it's actually my wall, you know, like a giant, giant clock that takes up the whole wall because that's like really cool. And then I'm gonna put a fleur-de-lis over here, and then I'm gonna put a little sign up that says wall.
Should I put the sign that says living room in the living room or the bedroom?
I want to put up a thing that says home is where the heart is and then have a sign that says heart next to it. What do you think about that, Mom?
Studio!
Gosh, it's time to go to a commercial. Ah, oh, Craig. So now Tamara is planning a birthday party for Spencer. I think this is less a birthday party for Spencer as much as it's going to be a celebration that he is now no longer a minor and can come back on TV and make Tamara look like a good mom.
Yeah, this is a fuck you, ex-husband. My child is old enough to unerase me for a day.
Yeah, he's coming on TV and getting the star treatment. Sydney.
Sydney. Yeah, she's like, I've been drinking a lot. And Eddie's like, yeah, he came home wasted. And I usually get some when you're drunk. It's like, oh, okay, your vagina's working too. We get it, you two.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so she's going to be planning a big party for Spencer. And then she starts plucking boogers out of Eddie's nose, which has its own unique charm, I guess. And yeah, then
she's like, you have a bat in the can.
It's like, I know. That's like happened ever since I got married. You are the bat in the can, Tamara.
I got your booger. Eat it. Eat it.
Wow. I want to put my bat into your cave because that's what we like to do all the time. Get it? Penis in the vagina. Sex. We love it. We do it all the time.
Yeah, you owe me lots of sex.
I would be having sex with you right now with my penis in your vagina, except that it might kill me. So therefore, I'm going to sit here and eat a salad and glower at you. But otherwise, I would be having sex, which I want and desire from you because we do it all the time.
So then Vicky's over at Newport Surgery, and Steve's like, "Get ready, Vic, huh? For your last time you're ever going to get anything done on your face ever." She's like, "Yeah, yeah, you know, just little dip, dip, tuck, tuck. Dip, dip, tuck, tuck. Get a job, you know how it goes."
Hey, I brought a little jar of salsa so we can open it up together just in case this is the last time, you know what I'm saying?
She's like, "If something happens to me, this little black box on the floor. You get everything. Look, what are you, a plane?" I like that Vicky's I like that Vicky's like an old Southwest airline flight that just needs to be put out of commission, you know?
What is in her box? I'll tell you what's in the box. Okay, there's a jar of salsa for Steve. There's an emergency backup caliente sign. A life insurance policy for a life insurance policy.
So there's a Dustbuster couch attachment, which I hid just to keep things spicy.
Or caliente. Get it?
And the lady behind the counter is like, so, okay, you got to sign some papers. It's Tamara's mom. She's like, hi. Okay, welcome, Vic. Now, if you're about to die, do you want him to resuscitate you? And Vicky's like, yes, of course you resuscitate me. Of course you do. I have a job. I have people to take care of. What about Linda? What's Linda going to do over there sweeping up dead birds that crash into the window? Yeah, what's she going to do? I have a job, okay? Have you ever heard of cul-de-sac insurance? Who's going to fulfill that if I'm dead? Yes, resuscitate me.
Hey, Vicky, it's Linda on the phone before your surgery. I just want to say good luck. There's also a weird smell coming from your black box. What's that all about? Oh, yeah, I put one of the dead birds in there just so you can remember me. It's my mom.
So Shannon's over at her own OW! Surgery center.
Yes.
It's called OW! And Kelly joins her, and she's, you know, just in case we forgot, Kelly's on Bravo. She's wearing one of those fucking Gucci belts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Shannon's like, I'm having eye surgery because I'm a single lady, and someday I'm going to maybe want a date. Take a little skin out of my eye. Maybe I can see a little bit better when my husband is running towards the beach after some other blonde woman who maybe looks like I did years and years ago. So, this is gonna be fun!
The only way you can get rid of your emotional baggage is to actually get rid of the bags that it comes in, which happens to be under my eyes.
Kelly's like, I'm so proud of you!
She's like, a little bit of this, and she, like, gestures, like, at the eyelids. A little bit of this, and gestures at the bags. It can lead to this! And then she just makes, like, a sex thing, sticking her finger into her circle hands.
Yes, once I see, I'm going to sew my finger to the inside of the opposite hand. See if that helps anything. Kelly, thank you for your advice. I'm glad we're pretending to be friends this year.
And then the doctor or the office gets her like a medical release, and she's like,
all right, well, I will sign this just how I signed my marriage certificate to David, which I thought was a sacred document. Hopefully this one will be a little bit more binding. All right.
You're not even reading it.
Well, that's because this document, if I read it, will give me 40 to 50 negative thoughts before surgery, and that's not what I want. Positive thoughts. Okay, I will sign off $30,000 a month to this medical practice. SB. Chambador.
I didn't read the documents when I signed my kid up for that drama camp, and they turned her into a dork.
Well, at least your kid didn't sign up for unwavering love for her terrible father.
Oh, so Kelly's like, so she's not doing full anesthesia, right? Because that can kill people.
She's like, oh, yeah, who cares? Don't ask her about it. It's already signed away. What's Vicky doing?
She's like, a full facelift. She's like,
no, I think it's maybe just the lower part.
I don't know. Is she getting a full in curtain or just a half curtain?
And Kelly's like, I mean, if you're doing a facelift, do a full one. I mean, at that age, just do the whole enchilada.
What sort of dork only does half a facelift? That's stupid.
I don't like it. It's mean. That's mean.
I just thought Vicky would turn her face into an enchilada if she thought it would get her a guy. You know? She's like,
well, studies say that men love enchiladas, so I've turned my face into a Suiza.
I'm good underlays and see how it works out. I got some pico de gallo.
Taking me from the table to talk to me.
Well, when I told Steve I wanted to turn into an enchilada, he said, "Okay, so," and I said, "Oh, perfect. That's just what I need."
God, add a little fondito, and we'll be buried. So then,
I'm just imagining Vicky's face as an enchilada. How did we get to that?
Because Kelly said, if you're going to do a facelift, just do the whole enchilada.
Vicky, are you sweating? Are you sweating? No, that's just my salsa verde. Comes with my face. Heather DeBrow is demanding a chair by her face.
Every night before bed to stay young, I put sour cream on myself.
I've never had so much attention from Alfredo before.
I love that the only time they show Heather Dubrow on this show is when it's like some horrible, horrible scene where she was being an awful human being. Because they showed her earlier. She's like, I'm insecure. But what can I say? You know, it's just going to be a nip and tuck. Nobody will be able to tell. And they showed this scene of one time she came back after surgery and was trying to pretend she didn't have surgery. And Heather and Tamara were like, did she have surgery, Beth? And she's like, yeah, really, really bad nip and tuck. Like, it was some horrible, evil scene.
And they're really gossiping about it, like, in a way that you wouldn't expect a plastic surgeon's wife to, except for the fact that it was her indirect way of shading a different plastic surgeon. But, like, Heather, you're not pristine by any means in the plastic surgery department. So, I don't know. Wait, why am I getting into this?
Coraline's mother. Like, yeah. Who are you to talk?
Why am I investing in a rant about Heather DeBrow's reaction to Vicky's face 4 years ago? Vicky's face was legitimately crazy. Okay, I take it back.
I know, but they were just so mean because they were doing it right in front of Vicky's face. You know, she's sitting there pretending she can't hear them.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I just go on rant autopilot, too. Like, if I hear you, like, getting like annoyed about something, I'm like, yeah, and here's what I think about that. And I'm like, you know what, the other thing about power cords, I mean, why are they so long? They have to be that long? Like, how about you get one that's like 1 foot long? That's all I need. And it's like, wait, actually I need like a 6 foot one, so why am I so angry right now?
Good question
by Ramona Singer. So now we, so we're in the dueling facelifts, which is like dueling banjos, except grosser. And Vicky is, so she's getting her, like, her first, I don't know what it is. Is it anesthesia, like pre-anesthesia, whatever? Something that's making her hoo-ha burn. And she's like, can I get some ice? Can I get some ice in there, please? Okay. And meanwhile, Shannon's getting paper put into her eyes, which was, not only was it strange, but it also made me feel like it's going to become a beauty trend in, like, 4 years. I'm just going to see, like, little Ariana Grande is wearing paper in their eyes.
Well, hell yeah. I wanted to go get an eye lift when I saw it was that easy. Well, at first it looks easy because she's just, yeah, getting paper stickers in her eyes. She's getting I voted stickers put in her eyes and they peel them off. And
her lids voted.
Yeah.
I voted for 30 to 40 positive changes in our government.
Ha. I voted for fidelity.
Did I vote on Prop 4?
Nope.
Did I vote on Prop 5?
Nope. Little prop humor for everyone. A little prop humor on election day. A little Prop 4, Prop 5.
I voted for paper trees.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. That's a setting, not a prop.
Oh, well, damn it!
I vote for David to start answering his phone and stop berating me over text. Thank you.
It's like, you don't have to actually thank anyone when you, like, when you cast your vote.
So Vicky is getting marker all over her face. You know, she's getting that, like, here's what you need. Here's what's wrong with you that you need to get done. And the guy basically just scribbles big circles all over her face or whatever.
Yeah.
And he feels behind her head and he's like, do you have extensions? And she's like, oh, yeah, everywhere. Even by hoo-ha. Steve likes it like that. It's huge.
I have an emergency sausage jar back there. Yeah, he just has, like, puts all these, like, dots on her face, which I know is, like, I know it's, like, fairly standard for plastic surgeons to put dots on people's faces, but I also felt like maybe he was going to play SimCity on her face. It's like, all right, I got the roads in. We're going to put in a residential zone on her nose and a commercial zone and maybe a park, and I'm leaving some space for some light rail.
She's like, ow! A bird just flew into my face. She's like the office park.
Well, the good news is that the commercial zone on my cheek has increased to a skyscraper, but the bad news is that now birds are flying into my cheek.
Uh-oh. What are your friends? Red light cameras. Blink, blink.
Uh-oh. Godzilla's coming onto my face now. Oh, no. There goes that residential zone.
So dumb. Okay, so then we're cross-cutting between the two surgeries, and Shannon's like, ow! And Vicky's like, boo, hopper. Whatever.
Yeah, they put well, my favorite part is that Vicky says about plastic surgery, the best part is that it makes you look the way you looked 20 years ago, which is a lie because we just saw a montage of how she looked like 3 minutes ago. And then on top of that, then we see Shannon get ready for her surgery and she's like in a gown, you know, a standard surgery stuff, in a gown and like a hairnet thing. But seeing Shannon in a surgery gown, it's just, I don't know why it's just so glorious to me. It's just like, I just imagine her head, well, one moment you're selling salmon with cream cheese in it, and next moment you know, you're on TV in a big old blouse. Ha!
Is Norman Bates here? I love his show.
So then the doctor's like, pick a dream. She's like, a dream?
How about a rewind button? You got one of those? That would be great. That would be great. Rewind the DVR in my life. How about that, doctor?
It's like, like injecting her with horse medication so she just passes out.
I'm just imagining what her dream is, like going into Shannon's dream world.
Well, oh, here I am. Look at me. I've already lost 30 pounds. I'm just going to walk to this Talbot's and say, big mistake, huge. I don't know why I'm doing that. I just like it. And, oh, well, oh, look, there's the ghost of Burt Reynolds. Hello there, sir. I always enjoyed your movies. I'm sorry you died. Oh, there's
Whoa, Burt Reynolds, I'm so sorry. Someone's calling me here on my cell phone. It's my best friend, Panera Bread. Okay, I'll be right over.
That was Judy Panera. She's the heir to the Panera Bread fortune and a very good friend of mine. Oh, look, there's a buffalo named Puppy. Hello, Puppy the Buffalo.
Hello, Shannon. Good day to you.
You know, Puppy, my limp has gotten so much better ever since I got Dr. Moon's thumb permanently put in my butt. Thank you, Dr. Moon.
He's like, I love you, Shannon.
What's this? Ah. What's this package? Let me open it up. Oh, it's my award for winning Wimbledon. Oh, thank you.
I'd like to celebrate this award with a speech. Mamma mia, mamma mia, mamma mia, mamma mia. I'm starring in my own film. Oh, my God. Shannon.
How nice of them to make me the lead singer and backup singers of ABBA. She was a cream cheese queen, young and lean, out of Philadelphia. Number one hit.
No, that was Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia, let me go. I'm Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, my God. I'm duetting with myself. It's ABBA and Freddie Mercury played all by me. That's a box office smash turned into a musical.
ABBA, I'm sure glad I ran into you today. I'm going to only have healthy, healthy relationships from now on and live to be 970 years old.
Hey, look, here comes my pet ostrich. Hello there, Joanne. Joanne the ostrich, my favorite.
God, why are my eyelids starting to cover my entire face? Help!
Now, if you'll excuse me, I will be addressing the UN. Hello, UN. I am here, Shannon Bedore, to say, countries need to come together and be peaceful. Thank you.
It's called the UN, batch.
Oh, no. What is this place? Is this a race? Am I in a Spartan race? No! No!
Why is this bicycle talking to me? Wake me up!
I'm locked into my Peloton! I'm locked into the bike! How do I... spinning! No! No! Puppy, where are you? Save me!
I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do. Your contract with ABBA Records has been terminated.
No!
If only I can get past this pond of extremely mushy quinoa!
My mashed potatoes! They were going to be perfect, but now they're... Oh, no! They're turning into David's face!
Sophie! Oh, Sophie, thank God you're here to take care of me. Who needs a man?
Great. We're at a dinner party. Oh, order's restored. Okay, who would like some wine? I have one bottle, David!
So when she comes out, she's like,
well, in a perfect world, would I love my partner to be there on the other side of the quinoa lake with his arm around me telling me... Oh, my quinoa doesn't taste like Mastro's. No, but I have a driver who can take my kids to school, and that's all I need to keep me happy right now. I made it. I voted.
Here lies Shannon Bedore, killed by Freddy Krueger.
She never comes back. It's just like some mediocre dream life. She just She's stuck in forever.
Freddy Krueger is like trying to attack her. She's like,
now, sir, now, before you attack me, I just would like to know, have you been hearing these rumors about me and my mental health? Because honestly, I've never been happier, Freddy.
He's like, ugh, never mind.
Freddy Krueger, how many cats do you have and when was the last time you cried? I'm not getting dragged into this one again.
Uh-oh, Paris is turning upside down. Wait, am I in... Which movie am I in right now? I can't tell.
Oh, so over at Vicky's office, Steve is waiting as Vicky comes out looking insane.
I like that she got surgery at her office.
Yeah. Linda's like, all right, Vic, I can hear you, okay?
I put a post-it on your cheekbone. Is that okay? I have to remind myself about something later. Like, I sort of got lost under your skin.
Vicky's like, oh my God, my tumor's blinking. She's like, yeah, that's the call you got on hold. I just had it installed in your head so you can stop ignoring me.
Hey, Vic, I did you the favor of putting in one of those 1-800-MATTRES headsets, but I've made it so that way it's stuck in your skin now. Now it's with you forever. So helpful now. So helpful. You'll love it.
Where's my face going down? I'm lowering your sleep number, Vix.
Listen.
Her face is just folding up to lift your legs.
She has like a little pump, like a Reebok pump that she just like presses. Like, all right, fillers are coming in. Here we go.
Yeah. I told Steve it was my last time, so I got an adjustable face.
It's graphmatic. So, Steve is like, well, Vic, this is the quietest you've been in months. Huh? Get it, little bro humor there for you. I'm going to tell my brother, Roger Lodge, to use that on the blind date revival, huh?
But do you love me? Am I pretty? Do you want to have sex with me? Do you want to kiss me? Am I pretty? Are you going to break up with me? Please don't break up with me when I'm ugly. Please.
I have no panties on. Is that sexy to you right now? No panties. No panties. Although I do have seepage in my face.
So over at Shannon's house, she's home with Sophie, and Sophie's like taking her nurse now. You know, she's taking care of her, and trying just to put the ice packs or whatever on Shannon's eyes. And I just, you know, after all we've seen these kids go through on this show, which is a lot. Like, yeah. Shanna's kids have gone through a lot on this show.
Mm-hmm.
This has to be the worst, I have to say.
Like, well, I mean, first of all, Shannon has transformed into the Babadook, okay? She's got these big black things under her eyes, you know? So that's already terrifying for Sophie.
Yeah, she looks, I mean, she's just terrifying, you know? And she's like, well, my eyes can start bleeding any moment. My kid's not at the mall. She's with me, and I'm lucky. I'm like, well, she's not.
I know. She's like, that's okay. I didn't want to see Crazy Rich Asians anyway.
Yeah. The goal is to make every woman in this house feel lucky right now, okay?
I know.
Where Sophie is downstairs, like, hiding in the stairwell like Tamara, probably calling Tamara like, save me, please.
Ladies of Rock is going to have a benefit concert for Shannon's eyes. So now over at Tamara's house, it's time for Spence.
Rainmaker! Soul Shaker!
Eyes fixer! So now it's time for Spencer's birthday, and there's like, Tamara has made an unreasonably flat cake for some reason. It's basically like a giant hubcap, unless yeah. it's her cheesecake. Oh no, Tamara does have that. She has her signature cheesecake reference.
Cheesecake, yeah.
I mean,
Tamara makes cheesecake.
Yeah, that's
she loves anything. Tamara's like trailer trash. No offense, trailer trash people. Okay, I come from trailer trash as well. So get off my ass. But Tamara is like from the trailer version of like, let's just anything with melted cream cheese, bitch. You know,
well,
so like have melted like dip with cream cheese, like with yeah. jalapenos in it. You know, way, I know Tamara cooking.
I love anything with cream cheese, by the
it's
way.
It's good. I'll still make it. I still know how to make all those old things.
Well, you know, her cheesecake reminds me of back in like 1997. I had to go on this like 4-day camping trip as part of going to college. There was like an orientation trip where it's like, guess what? You get to go camping for 4 days. And I was like, no. And that first night around the campfire, we had to like make dinner on a campfire. And one of the things that we made was like a cheesecake, because it turns out you could just like add some stuff to some stuff and you can make a cheesecake without any like real ingredients. And it tasted like cheesecake. And I was like, oh, that's what Tamara's cheesecake is. Whatever.
Yeah. We saw her make it last year. It was just cream cheese and stuff, which I've been there.
Oh, yeah. Guys. I love making a cream cheese cheesecake for sure.
Also a Frito pie. What show was that on? Okay, let's get to the point. The point is, Tamara's mom is here, and she's there with her new boyfriend, and she's like,
yeah.
Oh, Tamara, Frank's over there, you know, and your dad was Frank, and then I dated a Frank, and Tamara's like, that's the third Frank, mom, bitch! She's like, actually, there was four, Tamara, there's one I didn't tell you about. She's like, Jesus, slut, bitch! My mom's a slut. Happy birthday, Spencer!
Yeah, so Tamara goes upstairs to find Spencer, because he's upstairs in the bedroom with his girlfriend, and who knows what they could be doing. They could be having sex, or they could be sitting in chairs, like, looking at things on the internet. So
literally studying.
Yeah,
like, literally studying.
He is like this, not what you'd expect Tamara to produce, which is like an emo teenager. And essentially, yeah, so now he's 18, so he can be on the show, and he comes downstairs, and we learn he's straight edge, he doesn't drink, he doesn't do anything, he wants to be a psychologist, he's gonna go to community college for a few years, then try to transfer to UCLA, something like that, and he's basically on a good path, more
I know,
or less.
The family's, like, totally disgusted with him.
Yeah, they cannot
like,
do
aren't, it. Aren't they gonna drink, hon? He's like, no. Come on. You're not going to have any alcohol. I mean, come have a shot with us. Have a family shot. Come on. It's the first thing your mom ever imbibed in her earth journey. Come on, kid.
It's like, mom, hit straight edge. It's like, I don't even know what that means. Like, what, does everybody have to be a homosexual in this house? No, mom. It doesn't have alcohol or drugs.
Hey, Spence, you want a tattoo? You want a tattoo? You want a tattoo, Spence? Yeah, I know a guy over there. He lives behind the trash can. He can do a cheap tattoo for you. It's real good. You want something like maybe a lion on fire that's running away from a queer? You want that, huh? Spencer's like, no, thank you.
And the mom's like, yeah, you know what? I should have done gotten a tattoo of Frank. That would have come in handy, huh?
Let me be Frank for once, huh? Get it? So, so then Tamara's like hanging out with her brother, and she's just like, wow, like, he's such a good kid. Like, he's a really good, he doesn't drink, whatever. Like, it's really amazing. And the brother's like, he doesn't drink that we know of. I mean, come on. He's still us. And we're trash. That's basically what he's saying.
They show a clip of them making moonshine, them having a moonshine party and shit that they made in their bathtub. I mean, so funny. And he's like, doesn't even sneak in the house at 3:30 on a Wednesday, get wasted. Come on. She's like, no, he is different. Like, I tried to trick him. I put a picture book of myself throughout the years on his bed. And an eraser right next to it. He didn't even try to erase me. I don't even know what I'm supposed to do with this little goody two-shoes batch.
I cut a slit in all his condoms, and he still won't have a teen pregnancy. I don't get it.
Hold him down. We'll inject him with some heroin and see how long that lasts, batch.
Hey, sis, remember when I took a porcupine to prom? Ha, that was great.
And after talking about how smart she is, she goes, Spence, so proud of you. You're one of my best work. Which makes no sense. Yeah. And it's just like, plurals, wow. Yeah,
he's like, and then she goes,
wow. He's like, you put an S at the end of everything else.
and then she goes, don't tell Ryan. And Ryan's sitting there right there just like laughing, like, ha ha ha. She's like, no, seriously, don't. Please don't tell Ryan.
Don't say work in front of Ryan. It makes him break out in a rash.
We're still trying to preserve that upper inner lip of his.
So back over at Shane and Emily's house, they look at the baby box. Depressing.
Well, but before they do that, they like Emily's with the kids. They're on the kids are playing on the stairs, and Shane comes through. He's like, "Hi," and Emily's like, "Oh, look, see the kids? They made an obstacle course, and like the monster truck goes over the Play-Doh." And he goes, "Monster trucks are supposed to go over cars." King of Snarkism. Monster truck.
He's like, well, now that I got that comedy set out of the way, I think it's time to open the box. You'll be fine.
It's like, geez.
Just some papers in there, like nothing special. So yeah, so Emily opens it up, and there's some like really sweet little hand and foot prints, and then a letter from her late grandmother, and all that. It was, I mean, really, so it was actually very touching and very sad. And I was happy for Emily that she got to, she finally went in there and everything. But it must have been like an emotional roller coaster, and she's just crying. She's crying there and sobbing, and Shane's just sitting on the edge of the bed, like sitting right there, like. Are we going to be having fish sticks for dinner or what?
Yeah, I wanted to hug Emily, but I couldn't, so I just pressed the fast forward button until it was over.
Yeah,
hug.
And he goes, what? Sorry, what? I interrupted you because you said but.
No, I was
and
good.
I said,
I said hugs.
Oh, like, they said like but.
Fast, no, I said half fast forward hugs.
And by the way,
I'm hugging Emily right now.
Yeah, fast forward hugs. The last thing I'll say about it is that Emily, so she looks in the box and then she's crying and like close, whatever. She's like done with the experience. And he goes, I think she said something like, I'm sorry, I got emotional. She may have not even said something, but she was crying and all that. And he goes, it's all good. Yeah, a little surprise in there. It's like, could you at least, like, hug your wife right now? Could you, like, show some emotion? Could you, like, I know you don't like looking like the heartless person on TV, but there are some ways around that, like, maybe showing some heart.
Yeah. And he actually does look like the Grinch.
He does.
Like, he literally, because they keep showing that Grinch commercial every time Vicky comes on screen. They're like, look, it's the Grinch. The Grinch walks right on the screen. And it does have, like, Shane's face. And, you know, Shane's not green, obviously, but he does have that little, like, meow. But.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unfortunate. So
yeah.
Now we go to Shannon's house, and she's lying there, and Kelly and Gina come over, and Kelly's like, does your face hurt? Because it's killing me. Get it? You look like a dork. You're a dork.
I brought a panini just because it's a sandwich he's probably been through as much hell as you.
You ever stuck your head in a panini press? It hurts. It hurts.
Ow. Hurt my
actually
chest.
I have done that. It's funny that you should say that. I thought I could rescue some charred cheese. Turns out when I went to gnaw off with my teeth, the top fell in and I was like, ow, ow,
ow.
And Gina's like, I brought you up one of those pillows that you know can put your arms on in bed and sit up, because I googled it and it says old people need to sit up in bed or they'll choke on their own tongues. So here you go. She's like, well, isn't that nice? Who let this person into my home? I didn't speak to her 3 days ago, and now here she is in my house, and I can't run.
Now, remind me what they call these pillows. These pillows that have the little arms. What are they called? They're called a husband. Oh, that's nice. So you got me a husband. That was very nice of you. Oh, nice. Thank you for giving me a pillow version of David.
Look, it's jumped out the window and run down to the beach. Thanks a lot, Gina. Thank you.
Well, good. Just goes to show that pillow was just as supportive as David was. Oh, enjoy your walk on the beach there, pillow. Oh, there it goes.
So then they're like, did Tamara come by? And she's like, yes, I had a moment with Tamara. And we have a flashback of Tamara visiting Shannon. And Shannon's like, well, Tamara, I popped a blood vessel last night. I leaned forward and then I felt a pop and it was a bunch of blood. And I was just like, I'm so happy right now. This is a great decision. No regrets. No.
And Kelly's like, what you guys talking about? And Gina's like,
well, obviously I spoke with her, okay? We both,
Ramona,
we both spoke with her, and it got ugly. And look, on that trip, look, I'm glad you guys are friends now, but now that we've had a breakthrough and I brought you, you know, a husband, I feel obligated to let you know what I'm hearing. The day you weren't around, there was a lot of talk about your mental health and if you were okay.
And Shannon, I love that Shannon can do this with her eyes even when they're both bruised and completely swollen. She's like, like that's the sound her eyes make. Like,
I see what you're doing here. First you bring me out, you butter me up with a husband, but then you don't even include the butter. And now I have to sit here and listen to these ridiculous things. It's not going to work on me.
I love that everyone can talk about what I need without walking a mile on my ankle rusty roly thing.
It's interesting how so many people are going to pipe in when no one lives in my shoes every day. And when I say pipe in, I mean literally pipe frosting around me like the Great British Bake Off. Star Baker, it's you. It's me. It's all of us. Painkillers.
She's like, well, she didn't wait long. I'm nice to her for 5 minutes and she tries to throw everyone else under a bus.
So Kelly's like, yeah, Shannon has a right to know, but Tamron and Shannon have this, like, obsessive single white female energy, and so for Gina to get involved, you're not gonna win, girl.
But it's funny because Kelly sort of gets in there, too, because Kelly's like, yeah, Tamron keeps talking. You know, Kelly confirms what Gina says. Kelly is the one who says, yeah, Tamron keeps talking and talking and talking, but at this point, Shannon only hears Gina talking shit about Tamara and suspects that Gina's trying to turn her against Tamara. And that's all Shannon hears. And she doesn't want...
Which is pretty much what's going on, right? What did you think?
I couldn't tell because I feel like, yes, that is exactly what was going on. But I also feel like Gina is actually dumb enough to think that if you hear someone talking about someone else, you have to bring it back to them. Otherwise, you're being a bad friend. Like, there are some people who just make a rule like that and then just don't question it and say, this is how I have to live my life, you know, instead of saying, do I need to bring that back? Like, they got through a rough patch. Let's let them move forward, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but that seemed like some pretty strong shit stirring to me. What'd I say?
Nothing. Go on.
Gina's like, you can call me if you need to now that I've completely depressed you. She's like, goodbye.
Yeah.
Get out! So.
And then she goes, well, perfect timing. I mean, are you serious? I make amends with Tamara and you're going to come here my day one of recovery and you're going to make me feel like shit. Let me tell you what someone who's had eye surgery probably shouldn't do. Cry! David, that goes for you too. So you can stop berating me on text. I understand where you think I should shove my salmon filled with cream cheese. It has been received, and I would not like to cry over it anymore with my eyes. I'm happy.
Well, spill the milk, because I'm not going to cry over it.
I'm not going to cry. Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm crying.
There I go. I'm leaking. Crying.
Oh, no. Wait, is it blood? It may just be a blood. I can't tell if it's a blood vessel, or is it tears or both?
So Vicky and Steve go over to Monarch Beach, which I think is pretty ballsy. You know, right now you're just a moth beaten up against a light bulb. Okay? Yeah. But, you know, I'm for your positive thinking because the doctor insists that they don't go home because it's too stressful. What with that dust buster and, you know, everything else.
Yeah.
So they're in this like nice resort and Steve's like, you look like a ghost, Vic. She's like, oh, my God. Do I look pretty? Do you have sex with me? What is your penis doing right now? What does your penis say? Okay, what does it say? Is it still attracted to me or am I ugly? Please don't leave me.
Please don't leave me. Just come back, please.
Please cover me. Don't look. Don't look. And Vicky once again maintains her stellar track record of being wheeled through hotels with fabric over her face.
That's our girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just puts a Versace. Is it? It's a Louis Vuitton. What is the scarf she puts over her head?
Some fancy scarf. I mean, I've been to this resort. I went there for a wedding for Eva. Hi, Eva. Eva listens. Hey, Eva. Hey, girl. But I went there for Eva's wedding. It's a fancy-ass place. Like, this is a fancy place. And the fact that Vicky has chosen this place, like, I get it. I get the wanting to have, like, as long as she has to be in a hotel, why not treat herself? But getting wheeled through that lobby with a scarf over her head, like she's a hostage.
I mean, and a camera crew following her. I mean, she's hilarious. There's only one.
It's called get an Airbnb or get, like, go to, like, one of those hotels that has bungalows. But, like, do not, like, I was just praying that they would, like, roll over a tack and her wheelchair would just, like, groundhog. Like, oh, no, we got a flat. We got a flat. We can't go forward. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm stuck here. Just a crowd appears around, like, in The Simpsons. Anytime there's a scene, anytime, like, someone creates, like, a scene on The Simpsons, all of a sudden all these little people appear in the background.
Yeah. Oh, Vic. So Steve's like, just go to bed. I'm going to be watching some TV up in the front room. You know, everything's nice and clean. Thank God I had them dustbuster the couches and everything. And he tells her, yeah, you know, you forgot to tell the doctor about those surgeries. That's why it took an extra hour, Vic. Okay. I told him. She's like, good God, thanks a lot. Don't tell me you took the tumor out because that was a good anchor. He's like, ah, just go to bed. Get a rest, Vic. Get a rest.
That's where I keep my keys. So she's, and by the way, I mean, when she finally gets to that hotel room and she's got the towel wrapped around her head, Lynn Curtin style, but she also has that little blue puffy, like, hairnet thing on top of it, which I'm not sure if it was serving a purpose at that point. Maybe someone from the medical community could chime in, but it was just like this hilariously puffy accessory on top of the towel, and I was just cracking up.
She's like, Abba's dead. Do you want to make out? He's like, nah. And then he just leaves, and then she's stuck there in bed. She's like, Steve, I need a bell. Dig, dig. Steve, dig.
Steve.
Steve.
Dig,
dig, dig.
Steve.
Dig, dig, Steve. Dig,
dig. Hey, is that you, Steve? Nah, that was another bird that just hit the hotel. Linda, what are you doing here? I was here to take some of your edible arrangement. Pretend I'm not here. Bye. Bye.
So Tamara is at the deck.
The deck batch. Yeah, it was the deck, I guess, is associated with a place called Laguna Beach Driftwood Kitchen. And I actually believe it's a place where they serve driftwood. Like, here, for your meal is driftwood.
Well, this cast, they don't need anything anyway.
Exactly.
And it's like, I'm at the deck at Laguna, which is something I'm not getting from Eddie.
So she shows up and she's telling us, I heard from Shannon that she heard all these terrible things about me. And it was right. I should have just shut up and stopped trying to be such a good person.
Yes. Thank you for casting yourself as the martyr in this group, Tamara. Of course. She talks shit to everyone. And of course it gets back to Shannon. And now Tamara's the victim here because she couldn't help but bare her soul and share her feelings with friends who she thought were going to be loyal to her.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's hard.
So Emily and Tamara, Emily comes in. She's like, well, it's been so long. She's like, yeah, Vix. Oh, God, has it been a week?
Longer? Maybe longer?
Yeah, maybe a week. It's like, okay, these two are really friends.
I appreciated that Emily was wearing the controversial dress of the internet. Is it blue or is it gold? Emily, your dress is breaking my brain. I can't have my brain broken here at the deck.
We've only got one brilliant person in this family and it's Spencer's.
So
I don't know why that cracked me. Just
Spencer, save me.
I just shot lung bullets at you. Did you like that?
I did. I was doing bullet time. I was doing Matrix bullet time and avoiding them. I was like, whoa. It was great. I'm just like, my laptop is just like green code right now. So Kelly and Gina show up and Kelly is like, I just love sometimes Kelly's patter. She's like, oh, yeah, I was so hot. I was wearing a sweater, but now it's hot. It's hot. It's a hot time. It's hot. Where's my sweater? Sweaters are for dorks. Why is this weather so mean? It's a mean weather front. It's mean.
Yeah, weather. What you're going to do? I mean, I was wearing a croquet outfit.
You're a little bitch. Croquet's for bitches. Bitch croquet with a bitch mallet.
I'm going to learn to croquet. She's just like hitting yarn with a mallet.
Kelly Dodd with a croquet mallet is terrifying. She's probably going to be like, look at this! Just knocks over a vase. That was funny. So, Tamara, like, does not give Gina a hug. Gina's like, hugs? Hug? No hug? Okay.
You know, that's all right. You know, I just came here for my casita. I'm not expecting that.
I threw out my back trying to put my clock on the wall. It's the size of a Volkswagen Jetta, which I also put on my wall.
It was over my bed, but I should know to be more careful when I'm in the kitchen.
So they make some small talk or whatever. And Gina's like, when Tamara doesn't hug me, this fella takes everything I thought about Shannon. She totally called her after and told her all and told her everything I said. Well, what do you think?
You just told her that Tamara's like a terrible friend and talking behind her back. I mean, which was true. You were just reporting, but still. Yeah.
And then Emily's like, I'm the only person who goes to Jamaica and actually gets whiter. And just everyone ignores her. They're like, okay, anyway. So Kelly's like, oh, by the way, Shannon just called me. And she called Tamara. And she called other people. She's calling everyone. She loves phones. What a dork.
And Gina's like, what'd she say? She goes, we'll talk about it in a bit, bitch. Okay? I need to wait until food is delivered so I have something to throw at you.
Yeah.
She's like, no, let's do it now. Let's talk about it now. Let's just do it right now. She goes, well, I'd love to hear your side before I lose my shit.
And you know Tamara means it because she swigs back her giant fish bowl of white wine and breathes on it while she's drinking. You know, because you see all the breath like heat up the wine glass.
That is such a great observation. We also have to give a shout out to their waiter, who is basically Larry from Three's Company. Like, he really, like, really did a great job there. So Tamara's like, I want to hear your side before I lose my shit. And Gina's like, well, I just said that, you know, people have been talking about your mental health. And Tamara's like, okay, clink, clink, law and order. Okay, did at any point did you say to her, I need to let you know what your good friends are saying to you and that Tamara's a bad shitty friend to you? Did you ever say that? Did you ever say that Tamara wasn't hot as she thinks she is? Did you say that?
No, all I said was enjoy this wonderful pillow I gave you and people are maybe saying that you have some issues.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Did you say at any point that your best friend is like an angry possum on a trash can? Like, just mad that it can't open the lid, bitch? No. All I said... Oh, really? Did you say that Tamara's a murderer?
No.
Really? You didn't say Tamara's a slutty serial killer, bitch?
No, it's like Tamara's making it worse and worse.
I know. They are both, they're both being ridiculous because Gina's acting like she was saying this stuff out of concern when actually, I'm not sure that Gina was being crazy malicious when she told Shannon, but she was saying, you should know that people are talking behind your back. That was what she told us is the reason why she told Shannon. And now she's saying it like, oh, I was just, your friends are concerned for you and I want you to know your friends are concerned for you. Like, no, Gina, that's not why you said that to Shannon. You weren't trying to relay the group's concern. You were trying to tell her people talk behind her back. But the funny part is that Tamara is most upset because she has now interpreted as Tamara's a shitty friend, which is a fair interpretation, but she's fixating on that. Like, did you say that Tamara sucks, that Tamara's not hot, that Tamara hasn't had hot sex with Eddie in 5 years? Because that's not true.
And then Gina's like, you know, this Shannon, she's like playing Jedi mind tricks. Shannon is Yoda. Which is just a terrifying thought. I mean, I don't think that movie would have made, like, I don't think it would have 19 incarnations if Shannon was Yoda. She'd just be like, give up, son. Son up, give.
Okay. Negative thoughts, 30 to 40. May the
30, Simon... 40 negative two thoughts.
May the Simon stuffed with cream cheese be with you.
I work QVIC.
Like, what?
Shannon Bedore lies here. No, that's actually a pretty normal sentence. Job. David killed by.
Catch your dream. Like, Mom!
So Tamara's like, well, I didn't expect this because she's New York, Gina. It's supposed to be her loyalty, Papa John's, pizza,
and up and catch it, you know. You're not supposed to throw people under the bus, pizza.
Tamara, I love when Tamara talks about loyalty. You know, when she expects loyalty from everyone, and now she's mad about loyalty. When Tamara was the one who was actively going around talking about Shannon being sad. And sure, if Shannon was just, if Tamara was feeling frustration and venting, I get that. But she told Shannon that everything was squashed after that garden thing and she wasn't talking about everything. And then she clearly was. So Emily's like, wait a second, I'm a lawyer. Okay, I need more information to clear this up. And I was like, thank God. Like, Emily will clear this up because she does have a legal background and hopefully she can parse out the facts, but then she doesn't do anything else.
Yeah, she's like, so wait, I think I'm missing stuff. So you're saying that Shannon called you after this? And she's like,
yeah. So she called me back with some sob story about losing the children or something because, you know, she's like mentally unfit. And so I said, here's what they were saying. They're saying you're mentally unfit and they're going to take your children. The possum face is going to eat it, put her in a trash can, lock her in there for the rest of her life, and you're never going to see him again.
Yeah. At which point we're then treated to an extended montage of mostly Tamara talking shit about Shannon and questioning her mental state and saying that she's been sad ever since she knew her. And she's crazy, and then we there's some Vicky in there, too. But it's basically like, Tamara, you said all this.
Yeah, because Gina, like, narrates it. And she's like, I gave her examples about, you know, how she calls everyone all night, every night, sobbing and throwing tantrums. And then they show Tamara, like, she calls me. I have to hide in the stairwell. Because Eddie hates her so much, and she throws tantrums and screams. And then they said, you sleep all day. Oh, my God, she sleeps all day. And then Vicky's like, yeah. I mean, she says that she sleeps till 11. And I'm like, who takes the kids to school? And she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, whoa. Like, everything she's saying is totally true.
Exactly. And then Tamara, of course, when it comes out of this montage, Tamara can only do one thing, which is go back to her main argument. Your best friend is a shit best friend. Did you tell her that? Did you tell her that? The prosecution rests us.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that's pretty much, I'm trying to read through all these lines, but it's pretty much everything we've already said. And then Emily tries to get in there, and she's like, well, the thing that resonated with me is I'm going through stuff because my mom was in a major psychotic illness, and the patterns I see were the patterns I saw with my mom, and, you know, my mom just wanted to get help, and we should have made her get help. And Tamara's like, well, did anybody tell your mom that she's a shitty friend?
anyone? And then, of course, Tamara starts to cry, and she's like, I'm just trying to be the best undermining friend I can be, and no one appreciates that. No one.
Yeah, and then Gina pulls a page out of Tamara's new book, and she's like,
I just try to be a good person, but it beats you down being truthful and honest.
Like, okay, now they're gonna have a victim off.
Exactly. And then they start digging into their driftwood and enjoy the rest of their lunch.
Yeah. And that brings us to the end of The Real Housewives of Orange County.
Yes, good times. If you haven't voted yet today, you better do it because election day. And if you haven't bought your tickets to Seattle, you better do that too because there's only 3 days left for that, okay? And if you haven't bought your t-shirts, your holiday t-shirts, you better do that because the holidays are going to come and go quicker than you can say come and go. And if you haven't hugged someone today, you better do that too, because you don't know when you can hug someone again. So anyway, guys, go to watchyourcrappins.com for all those things except for the hug. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk Below Deck.
We sure love you, guys.
We certainly do. Thanks, everyone. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Turn your distractions off and discover your new favorite podcast. This is Bose Recommends.
Hi guys, I'm Nat Coombs from the NFL Show with Nat Coombs. Yep, that was a title that took us hours to come up with. We're thrilled to be involved with Bose Recommends because frankly, we are having a great time making this show. We drop episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, and the clue is very much in the title. We're all about the NFL. I'm joined each episode by terrific guests from both sides of the pond, players past and present, journalists, comedians, writers, you name it. If they love NFL, they're in. So what are you waiting for? Get involved. Acast, iTunes, all your favorite podcatchers. It'll be good to have you with us.
Enjoy your new favorite podcast without distractions. Discover how at Bose.co.uk. Bose. Focus on.